Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is I Want You Back. The Jackson 5 originally recorded the song back in 1969. It was the debut major label single for the Jackson 5 and became a number one hit for the band and the Motown label in early 1970. This cover is by Lake Street Dive, a quartet that met at the New England Conservatory right down the street here from the studios. They recorded the song live on a street corner in Boston around the Fenway, and the video went viral. It even got the attention of Stephen Colbert, and they featured on the Colbert Report. So this is Lake Street Dive, our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take.
Blind to Listeners supported Freeform Radio with TK, 91.5 FM WMFO.
You can see my eyes.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Bopping our way into the third hour of today's program. It's almost 18 minutes after the hour of 12 as we work our way through your lunch hour. Finished up there with the latest from Lauren Ruth Ward. She fronts the indie rock mixed gender four-piece. Lauren actually got her start in Baltimore, Maryland before deciding to move into L.A. I actually read this on her Facebook page where it says, quote, Lauren's band recreates 60s rock and roll nuances, allowing Ward to release a powerhouse of raw, visceral emotion in their live shows, unquote. This is her record label debut full-length album. Came out in February of last year. It's called Well Hell, and we sampled Sideways. The great Doug Sahm before that, Money Over Love, Split Ends out of New Zealand, Neil Finn and his brother. From True Colors, that was I Got You. Megan Washington helping out on vocals there from Lanou. From the album Her 12 Faces, that was Beautiful Trash. And the hour started with Lake Street Dive with our Cover Me version, cover of Jackson 5, I Want You Back.
My grades were bad. I would get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
We've got music coming to you in this hour from Cyndi Lauper, also some Sheryl Crow and our Double Down feature artist, which is Rubble Bucket. Got two tracks from their latest release. Next up is a new track from a band called Someone. And Someone, which I have to tell you, is a terrible name for a band, but it is the musical vehicle for Tessa Rose Jackson. And I would describe her music as like art pop or new pop. Her latest addition to her discography is an EP called Chain Reaction. It came out in March last year. This tune is called Chain Reaction. It's music from Someone here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Turned on the TV yesterday. Didn't need it today. I dropped the needle in the hay. For the hell of it. Oh,
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is the latest material from a band called Cheers Elephant. They're an unsigned quartet out of the Philadelphia area, and they describe their music as, quote, chew it up, spit it out, rock and roll, unquote. I think sometimes it sounds like psychedelic pop, but that tune, Summer Surf, was pure pop from their latest album, Stone Masters, which came out last year. I like these guys a lot. Cyndi Lauper, of course, before that, from She's So Unusual, that big album for her back in 1983. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Someone got it started from their new EP called Chain Reaction. That was the title track. Well, it is time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. I've got two songs from the same artist off of the same release, and today's pick is Rubble Bucket. I first found these guys back in 2011 when I ran across an article that this Vermont band had won a contest for a video for a song they released the year before. That song was Came Out of a Lady, and that video helped launch Rubble Bucket's career. This indie dance band now is based in Brooklyn, has released several recordings over the past couple years, actually like over 10 years. The latest addition to their discography is called Sun Machine. It came out in August of 2018. I'm going to start this feature with a tune called Donna, which was originally released in 2015, has been remastered and recycled for the new album. So this is Rubble Bucket as our Double Down feature artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Every time, and it becomes mine. party, but I've got a lot going on. The lioness gave a feast for 40 of her body, then slept on the ground till the flower grew out. Yeah. I said we'd walk around the city and catch a cab at exactly dawn. I promise with my eyes, and I know that the peach tree skipped a you fruity, and the next spring dropped her flowers on the ground.
Sule,
91.5 WMFO TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That fun little tune was from Colin James and a little big band from the album of, the same name, self-titled album. Came out in 1993. That tune was called Surely, parenthetically, I Love You. And I have to say, it is a wonderful album. I bought that way back when it first came out. I turned on so many people to it, and I recommend it highly. If you like that style, that R&B, up-tempo, blues-ish style, you'll like that album. For that Rebel Bucket, our Double Down feature artist, the new release is Sun Machine. Came out in August of last year, I think, if I remember correctly. I don't even have my notes in front of me anymore. Anyway, we heard Fruity and Donna from Rebel Bucket. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. And while you're there, you can also check out some free downloads and the list that I put out for the top 10 releases for me for 2018. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Next up is going a couple of years back from Ukiyo. Found this guy, geez, way back in 2017. And Ukiyo's given name is really Timothy Arnott. He's just really does a nice job of blending hip-hop, EDM with a touch of pop sensibility. This tune is called Calling, and he gets vocal help from your girl, Foe, on this one. It's self-released and came out again in February of 2017. Music from Ukiyo here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I've been calling. You avoided me
anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
That'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song of the deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for music you might otherwise miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from the Magic Numbers. This is the hit off the album. It's called Love Me Like You. Yeah, have a great day. I'll see you all next week.
probably want to find a way to make it hard for you.